Yeah, we was all herded onto the playing field.
Yeah.
And we was all handed out javelins.
Yeah.
Oh. And said, practice.
Yeah.
And one guy went up the end of the practice field as a spotter. Thank God he was alert. I got him straight in the middle of the chest.
You didn't.
I did, and just as it hit, he turned. We called him Three Nipple John from then on.
See, that, again, it's straight out of a comic book, the idea that a javelin could hit somebody. Because they're the bravest men in the world, Dave, if you've been those little fellas in the white...
No, you know, there's
spotters who do, you see them at the Olympics, the blaze, a little white skipper hat, and they run alongside a javelin that's coming down 500 miles an hour from an expert, and they run within yards of it.
Years after this, there was a big picture, a picture cartoon in Playboy. Of course, I only got it through the articles.
Through the articles, of course.
And there was a picture of this guy pinned to the running track by a javelin, and the medics are just going to move him, and the guy's with a tape saying, hold on,
the idea of Benny Hill's version of it, of course, when it does hit the fellow in the back and he keeps running, and the fellow's behind him with a tape waiting for him to stop. But your friend, your three-nippled friend who you hit, what was the upshot of that story? Did he have to go to hospital?
It was just a nasty dig.
Yeah.
I got a bollocking, of course.